Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 3. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the text. Jesus' baptism is different than our baptism, and it has some similarities. Like our baptism, at his, a great exchange does take place. He takes upon himself all the sin of the world, past, present, and future, and he goes forth from there, carrying it to the cross. At baptism, we also receive an exchange, but a different one. All of our sin was washed away, taken from us forever. And in its place, the righteousness of Christ has been placed upon us. That's a very good exchange. It's the reason we call this the gospel. This is the good news. When Jesus comes to John for baptism, John is puzzled. John says, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" Now, John's assessment of the situation is not wrong. He's absolutely correct. John needed to be baptized. John was a sinner. John needed forgiveness. He needed the gospel. The baptism of Jesus did not happen the way that John thought that it should happen. But this should not surprise us. When has God ever presented himself to the people of this world in the way that the people of this world think he should present himself? I mean, the Israelites coming out of Egypt, they hear the voice of God thundering down from Mount Sinai, because this is how God is presenting himself. And they ask Moses to please tell God to stop. Don't speak directly to us, because he's frightening them. So Moses goes and speaks to God, and then tells the people what God has for them to do, or the message that he has, or, you know, his word is going to be revealed through Moses, just like they asked. But now they're still not happy. Why? Because every time that Moses goes into the tabernacle, there in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, and speaks with God, and comes out with the Word of God, just like they asked, Moses' face is glowing with the lingering radiance of the glory of God. And so they ask him to put a veil over that, because once again, this is not how they want to receive God. They don't want God to present himself in this way. The reality is that God presents himself in the way that God wants to present himself. God permits himself to be found when and where God permits himself to be found. That's just the reality in which we are to live. And the letter to the Hebrews says, in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. There are many people today who say, oh, they could believe in God, or they would certainly pay more attention to God if he would just speak directly to us, like he used to back in Old Testament times. But speaking directly to the people, first of all, was not the common way in which God communicated with anyone, with his people in general in the Old Testament. I mean, with a few select, men like Moses, Abraham. But for the most part, God spoke to his people indirectly through messengers. Most of his speaking happened through the prophets in many and various ways. He even spoke to Balaam through the mouth of a donkey. The common plea heard throughout the world is, "Oh, I just want God to speak to me. Why can't he just thunder down his voice from heaven like he did at Jesus' baptism?" He doesn't do this because God presents himself the way that God wants to present himself. We talked about this at the Camp Silka retreat yesterday, and I included a little bit of this in my presentation. We were talking about the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and I said, that's how God comes to you, through his Word, and through baptism, and eventually those kids who are going to be confirmed in the faith of their baptism through the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament. That's how he comes to you. Even if you may want a magical unicorn to come into your bedroom at night and tell you the Word of God, you may want that really bad, but that's not how God has chosen to present himself. God comes to you how he wants to come to you. He permits himself to be found when and where he permits himself to be found. And he has told you where you can find him. If you seek the presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, look no farther than your own baptism. People say, "Well, I need more than that. I don't even remember being baptized as an infant." Well, the Word of God tells us that baptism is a new birth. Do you have to remember being born to have really been born? That would be completely illogical. This is how God has chosen to save you. This is how God has chosen to cleanse you of your sin. This is how God has chosen to present himself to you. How can you say, "Well, this is not enough"? Do you want God to speak directly to you? God's word says, in these last days, he has spoken to you by his Son. St. Paul says, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, correcting, training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. This is how God has chosen to present himself to you. And this is often done through the mouth of a pastor. I know there's a Balaam joke here somewhere, but how can you say this is not enough? How can you say, "Oh, I need more than that"? This is how God has chosen to present himself to you. Think about that. He wants you to know him. He wants to present himself to you. And it is in Scripture. In the Word, and in the Word joined with water, and in the Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us, who still comes to us in his flesh through the miraculous union and communion of the body and blood of Christ under the form of bread and wine. How can we ever say, oh, well, this is not enough, or I want something different? This is how God has chosen to come to you. It is true that the voice of God did not thunder down from heaven at my baptism or at your baptism. Then again, when you read the other gospel accounts, many of the people who were present at Jesus' baptism, they missed it. And they heard some sound and they imagined that it was just thunder. When the word of God is read, when God speaks to you through his prophets, through the evangelists, through his son, do not miss it. Don't imagine these are just words written down by some guys a long time ago. God has spoken to you. How could anyone say, oh, this is not enough? I need something more. This is how God has chosen to come to you. God's Son entered the world as the child of Mary. He took the sin of the world at his baptism, took your sin upon his shoulders, carried that burden to the cross and grave. His broken body and his shed blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, is how he has chosen to save you. Not only is it enough, it's more than we could ever imagine we deserve. Why would anyone want God to deal with them like he did in Old Testament days? I mean, have you read the Old Testament? You get to hear the voice of God in your own language in a way that is not terrifying or bewildering. You get to be washed clean of all of your sin in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You get to receive the benefits of Christ's once and final sacrifice. You are freed from the burden of the law because Christ has fulfilled it for you. You get to participate in a miracle every time we gather together and approach the Lord's table. This is my body. This is my blood. Do not miss it. Do not imagine that this is just bread and wine, as if God's voice from heaven at Jesus' baptism was just thunder, or Holy Scripture are just words. Pay attention to all the ways in which God has said he will come to you, because those are the ways in which he comes to you. And there is no other path. God presents himself the way God wants to present himself. And God permits himself to be found when and where he permits himself to be found. What a joy it is. And it is certainly enough. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.